I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. 31 Colorado families that have owned and operated farms and ranches for 100 years or more will be honored at the 32nd Annual Centennial Farms and Ranches Ceremony. That's Friday, August 24th at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Jonathan Rabb at History Colorado tells Colorado Ag Today, the Sporletter Ranch, founded in 1915 in Huerfano and Las Animas counties by Louis Sporletter Sr., has an especially interesting history.
What was interesting about him is that, you know, he was a grower, a buyer, and a seller of sheep, wool, cattle, swine, poultry, pretty much anything you can think of that a rancher might do. But he was also an author. So he wrote a book called The Romance of the Spanish Peaks, which was published. I found a listing going back as far back as 1944. But I recognized, looking through some research on that book, the 1960 edition has actually become something of a collector's item. It was really one of the first locally published books to focus on the legends and mythology of the Spanish Peaks. His story is also kind of prescient, looking towards the future of what Colorado would become, because he actually turned his ranch also into kind of a recreational area. It was a retreat that I'm quoting from the family here, of unsurpassed charm and beauty. I'm inclined to believe him.
And Rabb says the state has realized how important it is to recognize the agricultural heritage of Colorado, which goes back to before the founding of the state.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.